Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Richard Miller. I have two more charges from your company, three charges from your company in the last couple days that I know nothing about. They look like fraud.
I'd be more than happy to look into that for you on today. May I have your zip code, please?
97322. Are you Ultimate Music?
Well, you've reached a third-party call center, and we represent over 400 companies.
Okay.
And you say 97322?
Right.
Your first and last name, please.
Richard Muller, M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
M-U-E-L-L-E-R?
Correct.
Mr. Muller, please verify your shipping address.
5385 Davidson Street, Albany, Oregon, 97322.
Thank you. One moment.
Okay.
Mr. Muller, it shows that you went forth on December 10th to receive a tablet for the exclusive rate of $7.95. Now, it does show that this item was not shipped as you have been fully refunded. In addition, you were automatically enrolled into a membership program, which, of course, if in the event you did not go forth to counsel before the expiration of the trial, then you will automatically be enrolled into that membership. Now, according to our system, you were charged for the additional tablet and membership, but it was also refunded. So what charges would you be referencing?
I'm referencing on the 14th, a charge of $67.32.
Yes, it shows that amount is currently refunded.
Okay. All right. I see the refund on it. Okay. And there was one for $7.95 that I put in a fraud dispute again. It was charged $7.95 again. So
yes, that $7.95 was also refunded as well.
Okay, all right, I see that.
Do you intend on, it shows that the account is canceled as well, so you shouldn't receive any future payments on the account.
Okay, I see that. All right, thank you very much. I didn't see the refunds. I just thought they were. All right, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.